Let us glory in the cross of Christ, August 16. We are not to glory in ourselves, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, Jeremiah 9:24. All boasting of merit in ourselves is out of place. The command is not, let him that glorieth glory in himself, but in God. There is then no ground for men to take glory to themselves. For every blessing which they enjoy, for every good quality which they possess, they are indebted to the grace of Christ. None should exalt themselves as possessing wisdom or righteousness. Those who have the deepest experience in the things of God are the farthest removed from pride or self-exaltation. They have the humblest thought of self and the most exalted conceptions of the glory and excellence of Christ. When we have our eyes fixed upon heaven and have clear views of the character of Christ, we shall exalt the Lord God in our hearts. As one becomes acquainted with the history of the Redeemer, he discovers in himself serious defects. His unlikeness to Christ is so great that he sees the necessity for radical changes in his life. Still, he studies with a desire to become like his great exemplar. He catches the looks, the spirit of his beloved Master. By beholding, he becomes changed into the same image. It is not by looking away from him that we imitate the life of Jesus, but by talking of him, by dwelling upon his perfections, by seeking to refine the taste and elevate the character, by trying through faith and love and by earnest persevering effort to approach the perfect pattern. By having a knowledge of Christ, his words, his habits, and his lessons of instruction, we borrow the virtues of the character we have so closely studied and become imbued with the spirit we have so much admired. Christ becomes to us the chiefest among 10,000, the one altogether lovely.